Let's talk a little bit about the mysterious stone spheres of Costa Rica. I know that many of you have heard about this already, but a lot of you haven't. There's so many questions arise when talking about these ancient artifacts. What do you think these represent? Why were they made? How were they made? The stone spheres of Costa Rica are an assortment of over 275 petrospheres on the Diqui Delta on the Isla de Caño. They are also known as bolas de piedra, stone balls. The spheres are commonly attributed to the extinct Diqui culture, and they are at times referred to as the Diqui spheres, of course. We'll try to sort out some questions for you in the next few minutes, and even researching this story, I did not find very much solid information on this subject. Everything seems to be theory or conjecture. Showing up in front yards, mostly in the southern zone of Costa Rica, the huge stone Diqui spheres may be noted as a very unique way to landscape one's home. However, the rounded stones are mysterious artifacts that were created centuries ago in great numbers. Nobody really knows why. Over 90 years ago, around 1930, many workers from the United Fruit Company clearing land in the Diqui Valley of Costa Rica began unearthing large numbers of these almost perfectly round stone spheres. The largest of these apparently man-made balls of stone, the largest is over 7 feet in diameter and weighs well over 25,000 pounds. No one is exactly sure when or how they were made or for what reason. But some say that they were most likely made by reducing round boulders to a spherical shape through a combination of controlled fracturing and grinding. They were likely the product of a past civilization that lived here over 1,400 years ago. As of this year, 2022, most all of the spheres have been removed from their original locations. Many are displayed proudly as simple lawn ornaments across Costa Rica. A half dozen of them are sitting in the courtyard of Costa Rica's National Museum in San Jose, the capital city. There has been a strong push recently to learn more about these spheres. Some texts on the subject associate the spheres with the lost continent Atlantis, which may have sunk below the surface of the water in the area where the Caribbean Sea is today, or even attribute their existence to extraterrestrial visitors. This theory makes for very good debate on this subject, to say the least. The history of the southwestern zone of Costa Rica is steeped in mystery, and at one time this biologically intense place was a part of the ocean floor. However, as the volcanoes continued to erupt and the tectonic plates collided, an unbroken land bridge between North and South America formed, and the Osa Peninsula rose violently above the surface of the water. The land bridge between the great continents is in large part responsible for the incredibly high biodiversity found in this area. You had animals carrying plants and seeds with them from North and South America, going both north and south, and they converged in the honey hole we call Costa Rica. Humans have lived in this area since as far back as 6000 BC. Many indigenous groups like the Cherokee and the Barucas hunted in the lush rainforest of the peninsula. Did they have something to do with the creation of these big stone balls? Well, nobody knows for sure. Some 20 years after Christopher Columbus landed on the beach near Limon around 1522, explorer Gil Gonzalez Davila met a local tribal chief named Osa, hence the current name of the peninsula, Osa Peninsula. In 1569, Sir Francis Drake, visited the shores of the Osa Peninsula and was said to have buried a treasure somewhere, along the coastline. Scholars have put their heads together to gather as much information as they can to try to sort out the stories behind the mystery of these stone balls. They have studied the journeys of Gil Gonzalez Davila and Sir Francis Drake to see perhaps if they had anything to do with them. You know what? Nobody knows. Well, for the next 200 years or so, the Southern Pacific Zone became a place that time literally forgot. Then around the turn of the 18th century, a Spanish naturalist named Fernandez de Oviedo, who was visiting the region, was really impressed with the biodiversity of flora and fauna. Today, scientists and historians dug deep to see if he knew anything about these huge spheres. Nothing was discovered. It is said that there are probably many more stone spheres out there still to be discovered. Groups of modern-day explorers spend lots of free time looking for them. If you know anything else about these mysterious stone spheres, please let me know. I will continue to do research on them and certainly will share any new information that I think will make for a good conversation. My email address is CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. That's CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. Again, if you have any highlights or any information about these amazing stone spheres up to 25,000 pounds each, please write me. You're invited to visit our websites at CostaRicaGoodNewsReport.com. That's CostaRicaGoodNewsReport.com and CostaRicaImmigrationAndMovingExperts.com as well. We've been in the business of assisting individuals and families in their move to Costa Rica for many, many years, and we'd love to talk to you about that. Please enjoy our over 1,850 episodes of our Costa Rica Pura Vida Lifestyle podcast series. We're found on all major podcast venues, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Radio FM Anchor, and so many more. Simply Google our name. The links will appear in front of you. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like what you heard, we would appreciate also your sharing the links with friends and family on social media. That really helps out a lot. Pura Vida, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.